It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here's a note from today's meeting between the leaders of the United States and China. President Bush says he finds President Hu Jintao an easy man to talk to and described their talks as very comfortable. That may be noteworthy because among the topics they discussed today is a subject that raises real discomfort for China, concerns about the safety of Chinese exports following extensive product recalls around the world. The two presidents met ahead of the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in Sydney, Australia. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and has this report.
China's President Hu didn't wait for his meeting with President Bush to make a public statement here, acknowledging international worries about Chinese products. During a morning news conference with Australian Prime Minister John Howard, Hu defended his country's regulation and inspection system while stressing that anyone involved in wrongdoing will be held accountable according to the law. But President Hu also said his country is ready to work with the international community to ensure that the inspections of goods are rigorous and sufficient. He stressed, though, that this is an international issue and not just a problem with Chinese goods, Hu spoke through an interpreter.
The Chinese side is willing and ready to work together with the international community to step up cooperation in quality inspection and examination and further deepen the mutually beneficial economic cooperation and trade.
A few hours later, the Chinese leader shook hands with President Bush, the two men sitting side by side in dark leather chairs at a Sydney hotel. This session was not followed by another news conference. Each simply made a brief statement. They took no questions and offered little of substance beyond a list of things they talked about. President Bush said he appreciated Hu's comments about product safety. He did say he raised an issue that is a primary point of contention, China's human rights record.
I had a chance to share once again with the president my belief in religious freedom and religious liberty. It was a constructive and cordial conversation.
Mr. Bush says they discussed their ongoing cooperation in the effort to halt North Korea's nuclear weapons program. They also talked about Iran, where the Bush administration wants China to apply greater pressure to the Tehran government to abandon its nuclear ambitions. President Bush has also pressed China, with its booming economy and lax pollution standards, to subscribe to tougher clean air regulations in partnership with other Pacific Rim nations. That topic also came up today, but Hu's public statements this week indicate little progress there. President Hu did describe the session with President Bush as candid and friendly. He also extended an invitation to Mr. Bush to attend next year's Olympic Games being held in Beijing. The president said he is, quote, anxious to accept, but he did not formally do so today. Don Gagne, NPR News in Sydney.